Today, I have a fun podcast clip for you. This is from a student live Q&A coaching call, which, by the way, when you are a Steph Gass student, you get to come and submit your questions just like this question on if I should start my Facebook group before my podcast launches and how does a podcast actually work to generate leads? How do I collect my leads? You can ask questions just like that as a student. So be sure that you hop on into the Stephanie Gass School so that you can come to these incredible Q&A coaching calls. And if you're in Podcast to Profit, that is up-leveled drastically because not only do you get bi-weekly coaching with me, but you get weekly, two separate weekly office hour option calls from my amazing team. So I just want you to be a fly on the wall today, listen in on how the coaching calls go, and I'm going to be walking you specifically through how to collect leads from a podcast and specifically how it pertains to a Facebook group or a Facebook community as one method of collection. But I also go through all the other ways that a podcast works to really grab those leads so that we can nurture them. Because once we've nurtured a lead for X amount of time, we are then able to take that lead, which is AKA a friend, and transition them from a listener into an actual student or client who is working with us, which is really the end result, right? We want to help people with our podcast and our free content and transform them and teach them and give them the tools that they need. But at the end of the day, we don't want them to just stop there. We want them to continue walking through the solution process that we have for them, which eventually is to get them into our offer so we can get them the breakthrough that they've been praying for and that they need. But it all starts right here with how the podcast works to get that lead into the funnel. You ready? Let's dive in.
Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey, Steph, I wanted to leave you a quick testimonial about how amazing my time in the Steph Gass School has been. I joined PPU last fall in order to launch my show, Master Organized Motherhood, to an audience of absolutely zero. And with the help of PPU and diving straight into P2P, I have been able to grow to a top 3% show worldwide, sitting very, very close to 3,000 downloads, and I am not even done P2P yet. It has been the most incredible journey. Most importantly, you have helped me to grow more in these last 6 months with you than I have in the last 4 years trying to have an online business on my own. Thank you for encouraging us to build a business God's way and to do it with His blessing. And the results have been incredible. I wanted to thank you and your team and all the rest of the Steph Gass School for an amazing experience.
Amy, I'm so excited for you and your growth and success so far in the Steph Gass School. And like you said, you haven't even moved into Podcast to Profit yet. Girl, slow clap from the back. Friend, if you too want to get those downloads, grow the leads, and generate clients from a podcast, exchange all the hustle for a simplified business that feels clear and not frustrating and not confusing, I invite you to come on over to the bright side with us. If you are unsure about starting a podcast, go to podcastforgrowth.com. If you know this is the way and you know I'm the coach for you, head to stephaniegass.com/school, pick your path, and let's go.
Question one says, can and should we start a Facebook group before our podcast launches? You can. You totally can. Do you have to? No. When you're coming into Podcast to Profit, okay, so what do we have? We have our idea. That's called clarity. That's called the aha moment. That's called the direction. What am I building? What will my business be? Now we have our business idea. What do we want to do with a business idea? Well, if you ask me, I want my business to do two things. I want my business to make impact, and I want my business to make money. So we get clarity, which then gives us our business idea or our plan. This is, in essence, the title in TSO. The next thing we want to do is we want to make impact and income. Now, this is what we start with. We start with impact. Money follows impact. Making profit and making sales will come after the fact. So if that is where we are in this journey, in order to create impact, which is what creates trust and makes people love us and show up and binge listen and all the things that ultimately lead to money, we have to do something. We have to take action. We have to start to create long-form content. In order to create impact, we have to start a podcast. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be consistent. We're going to show up. We're going to get clarity. We're going to go through PPU. We're going to launch the thing. Okay, but then what? Then what are we going to do from there? Well, from there, we're going to join Podcast Profit because that's what I'm going to teach you these next steps. So after your podcast is into the world, we still have a ways to go to create impact. We don't automatically open our mouth and be impactful. I mean, we do, but we don't. You know what I mean? Like, we practice, we refine, we are Holy Spirit breathed. We show up. We have to know what our people need and want, and we optimize and we clean it up. Like, it's a process to make your podcast a vehicle to ultimately help you make money. So from the podcast, we're doing a couple of things. We are going to nurture and we're going to make money. When we nurture, we have our emails and we have our Facebook community. So from the podcast, we are going to nurture. We're going to do our Facebook group emails, which I teach you in P2P, how to set this up and what we're sending every single week. And we're going to set up a Facebook group or a group somewhere else. Now, you want to set this up before all of these other things happen. I'm not mad at it, but we're going to rip it apart and start it over and clean it up and make it right when you get into P2P. So it's totally up to you. I think what happens is we get distracted. I'm going to call this your offer. We get distracted by this and these. Oh, and you guys also like to add in social media and freebies and right? We're so hyper fixated on all this stuff over here that does not work. So when you guys ultimately have the two goals of making impact, which you're now doing, we also want to make money, right? And in order to make money, the podcast will sell straight to your offer, but also your nurture vessels will sell. And if somebody's not quite ready to buy from you, what are they going to do? Listen to the podcast. Is this giving anybody permission to focus on the thing that you're called to focus on? Because in order to make income, we must first make impact. In order to make impact, we must first have clarity on our business model. And in order to do that, we have to first do the work to get clear. Okay. So I hope that that's really gifting you guys with some clarity today. And by the way, two things. If you are done or close to done with CYC starting PPU, like get signed up for Podcast to Profit, you guys. Stop messing around. Like that's where I teach you this whole thing. You guys aren't sure? Come watch the bootcamp because that's going to teach you so much about a lot of things, how we sell, how to run a bootcamp, which I also teach you in Podcast to Profit. Anyways, can you? Yes. Should you? Not necessarily. That's my answer. And I hope that that visual helped everybody. Okay. How many posts do you suggest that we pre-populate the group with before launching the group? Okay. So these now we're getting into even more strategy around a Facebook group. And again, this is covered extensively in P2P. Guys, if I'm to be brutally honest with you, no one's Facebook group is going to get started and blow up day one. It's going to take some time, weeks, months, a year for some. My group was molasses for like, I think 5 years.
And then I converted it from what it used to be to what it is today. And within, you know, 3 years or something like that, it went from like 3,000 members to 10,000 members. I don't know. I don't have the exact numbers, but the point is, like, your group, your community, whether it's on Facebook or somewhere else, is going to be a living, breathing organism. So you're going to be in there posting things, connecting with people. And there's a very clear strategy around why we are doing what we are doing over there, which we go into in P2P. So I don't really want to get too far into that because I think it will distract you guys from this. So last thing on this, do you recommend we invite people we know on Facebook to join the group? What about people on our email list? So there's people in the group before the podcast launches. Again, you can, should you, not necessarily. You guys, my number one word for the year is easy. And so to keep your podcast launch ridiculously easy, just follow my launch plan. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. Like, I think we so easily overcomplicate everything and think that we're missing something, when in reality, if we actually simplify, we have a more successful outcome.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.